vont se régaler, les gosses. Hein, ah ouais. Les gamins de Paris vont être heureux. C'est bien.
The kids of Paris are going to be happy. That's former Paris mayor Bertrand Delanoë, caught in full melodic tone expressing outright delight, reviewing plans for an architecture and urbanism project along the Seine, as featured on Paris TV, the city's YouTube channel, in May 2013. And this year, the project celebrates its first anniversary. So, bon anniversaire. Happy birthday, voix sur berge. So, with celebration in mind, let's express a collective hip hip. So, hip hip hooray for the pop-up floating gardens, a hip hip hooray for the play zones, hip hip hooray for the sculptural spaces, and a hip hip hooray for being a permanent space. That the space also puts into play a look at the lesser seen undercarriages of the five of Paris's 37 bridges, namely Alma, Invalide, Alex III, Concorde, and Royal. In quick review, there's the utility of Pont Alma, not so pretty, but just solid. Pont Invalide is super decorative in stone, and at its middle point, a decorative female figure faces away from us, as if looking away in disgust at all the people enjoying themselves. Pont Alexandre III is the most colourful and shiny in its two-tone white and jade. My favourite, Pont Concorde. On a really sunny afternoon, it comes to life with reflections of the Seine. Each with choreographed spaces between to encourage different uses. Depending on your preference, there's a space for chilling out, to even take a nap, visit biodiverse green spaces, or say, get active at the gym stations. The themes are knitted together by joggers, cyclists, strollers, skaters, and longboarders, adding rhythm to the day's passage. So think voix sur berge, think harmony, think people, think well-being, a collective space. A space for the kids of Paris, of whatever age. Here's an audio snapshot, a day's meander through the milieu of folks, me on a bike heading eastwards from Alma to Royal. Daytime along Voie sur Berge is a space well frequented by a collective of tourists and locals. And 5 hours later, what does the picturesque soundscape develop to? Well, listen in. Architecturally, the space is fascinating. Their seating space is nicknamed Mikados. They're composed by levering these heavy blocks into position, each set configured between something like 5 to 20 blocks. The result is that each of these compositions could be seen as a bunch of steps or simply a series of levels, but not at first sight as a place to sit. So the invitation instead is to improvise a posture and go with it, maybe sitting, leaning, lying down. It's for you to decide. Go along, and as I did, you yourself might spot some of these improvised moves or stationaries, like the inline skater, crouched, knees high, engrossed in his novel. The girlfriends improvising their Mikado as a tabletop. The fully attired businessman lounging, legs and feet crossed, writing vigorously in a notepad. Or the fitness lunger switching between curl-ups, thigh steps and arm presses. It's so pleasing then to see the variety of use of people doing well what they feel like suits their mood. Under the bridges of Paris, it seems, along the Voie sur Berge, at least, we the people become living sculptures, bringing dashes of shape, colour and tempo to the urbanised space. Each of the bridges offer themselves up as neat marking zones, and printed on the ground is a graphic. It depicts each of the bridges and spelling in between each, the word S-E-I-N-E, the river Seine. Taking then the Seine, S-E-I-N-E, as a starting point, I got to thinking about these themes. So, here's my take on what to find along the stretch. So, S is savor zone. It's where you can go slow and enjoy the floating biodiversity gardens. E is energize zone. It's to get being strenuous. I is intoxication zone. A great space for socializing during the evening, for getting a buzz from being with friends. N is a bit like Neverland. This is where you'll find the shipping containers with double glazed views onto the Seine. Leaving E, express yourself zone, where you're likely to come across longboarders shooting the breeze, or budding poets chalking up a message on the 20 meter wide chalkboard. So to play you out, here's another audio snapshot, this time of me pausing with my bike in tow under the arches at Pont Concorde to the plug and play Bluetooth installation called Sous la douche sonore. in English, under the sound shower. Happy birthday, Voix sur Berge. Remember to come back for another dose of street art and well-being in 2 weeks with Out Urban Arts Boy, where I'll be exploring the secret sculptures of brute artist Jean Dubuffet, who passed his posthumous birthday this 31st of July. So until then...
Would you like to be down by the Seine with me? Oh, what I'd give for a moment or two. I'd make your dreams come true.